The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
And it's time to take a journey into the danger zone here on Money Life. So buckle up. David Trainer, the president of New Constructs, joins us now, as he does each week at this time, to help us spot out the trouble spots in the market. Now, New Constructs is a securities and research firm that analyzes stocks, mutual funds, ETFs on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Typically, something is attractive when perhaps the market doesn't recognize it, and something that is dangerous is usually where the numbers are a bit misleading. David finds that the numbers are misleading by digging in at the bottom from the footnotes level and working his way up. And that typically exposes some of the numbers for perhaps being less than they appear to be. If you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to see their list of the most dangerous and attractive stocks, it's newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer joins us now. I'm pleased to say, David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Marketo.
Marketo. It's ticker symbol MKTO. What's the problem here? This is not a particularly big company, but are the numbers way off in terms of, you know, big in terms of the discrepancies here, or is it something else?
Yeah, the numbers are way off, and it also fits pretty nicely into a theme that we've been harping on for a while, and that has been proving to be, I think, helpful to our listeners. A couple of themes. Number one, revenues might be going up, but that doesn't mean profits are there. And in fact, in this case, we're seeing a big disconnect between revenue and profits. Revenues are going up, profits are getting worse, from negative to even more negative. And the second theme really revolves around this idea of a catalyst, Chuck. A lot of the stocks that we put in the danger zone don't go down right away. But when they do, they get crushed. Dunkin' Donuts was in the danger zone about a year and a half ago. Yesterday, down 11%, right? For exactly the reasons we said it would be down, which is that their expansion plans really weren't going to work because the profitability of the business wasn't there, and they were going to be expanding into markets where there was a lot of competition. So with Marketo, you know, the theme here is that all these cloud-based and software companies that have been very popular and IPOing and trading at big multiples, they've gotten away with that because they've sort of been part of the wash of positive market sentiment that has been flowing through the markets for a long time. And we see that, I think, being closer to the end than the beginning. And so companies like Splunk and Demandware that we put in the danger zone recently, cloud-based type companies, software companies that we said were high flyers that were going to blow up, have blown up. And Marketo has not yet. And we think it is a classic case of one that is getting ready to blow up.
So Marketo, and we should tell the audience, because they may not be familiar, this is a company that does cloud-based marketing software stuff. I don't know that I know a whole lot more about it than that. And to you, I know you're agnostic, really, as to the business, unless you think that the business itself is part of the problem. But what we're really looking at is a company that's in what a lot of, you know, hey, let's be fast and see what's going on kind of investors would say as a market sweet spot. Everything cloud looks fluffy, and as you tend to point it out, it doesn't always look so good when you look at the numbers. But if this is going to be a blow up, I mean, this is a stock that's trading in the high 20s. 52-week high was in the mid 30s, so it's already off 20%. How bad could it get?
A lot worse. So, you know, well, let me just start with what the $29 implies. $29 implies that their pre-tax margin is going to go from negative 37% to 5% next year, and they're going to simultaneously be able to grow revenue by while maintaining that 5% pre-tax margin at 21% compounded annually for almost 25 years. So expectations are really honestly kind of at an absurd level. When this happens, we always kind of fall back and say, okay, well, there's buyout speculation in this. Clearly, no one believes that they're going to be able to do this on their own. And so in a buyout, the best case scenario is that a larger, more profitable company comes in, buys you, and by virtue of the more profitable company's sophisticated and just better run business, you know, a company like Marketo would immediately elevate its profitability to the level of that of the acquirer. And let's say in this case it's Microsoft, because it is the most profitable company in the space. And by the way, specifically, they do marketing automation, which is definitely a growing segment, right? And Chuck, we've talked about theme investing in the past, and this is a good example. You're right. This is probably a popular theme, right? But you got to look beyond the top-level theme and understand the underlying economics. And even if they were to be acquired by Microsoft and enjoy Microsoft's level of profitability almost immediately, they'd still have to grow revenues at that new level, at 24% compounded annually for nearly a decade. So we think that it's more likely that Microsoft might pay them for, you know, 1 year of profits at the Microsoft level, which is kind of still a stretch, right? The idea that they could go from, you know, the super negative margins now to the Microsoft margin, that's a best case scenario. But we think $9 a share would be something that Microsoft might be willing to pay, because they could get to the Microsoft level profitability over time. We looked at multiple companies in this buyout analysis, right? And IBM buys them, right? And the idea here is that, you know, Marketo, the ceiling on the profitability of Marketo has got to be the profitability of whoever the acquirer is. They're not going to go all of a sudden from less profitable than they're acquired to more profitable. The best case scenario that they would be at least as profitable or as profitable as the acquirer. So IBM's not as profitable. The most we can imagine them paying, IBM paying, is $7 a share, you know, if Marketo were able to achieve IBM's level of profitability. So yeah, a lot of downside here.
Yeah, any way you cut it, that's looking pretty ugly. You're still talking about a stock that's already off 20%. And if it gets down to the $9 range, well, it's going to lose another 60%+. And that is not just ugly, that is dangerous. It's Marketo, ticker symbol MKTO. It's the stock in the danger zone this week from David Trainer. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. If you want more information on the firm, on how they rate securities, on their list of the current 10 most dangerous and most attractive stocks, go to newconstructs.com. If you want to learn more about his Danger Zone pick, well, they blog about it each week, also on the website. And if you want to get reminders, follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. So, stay right where you are. We've got much more to come, and we'll get to it in just a moment.